From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. For the last 2 years, the Miami Herald's been looking into systemic abuse within the Department of Juvenile Justice. It's called the DJJ. It's designed to rehabilitate kids who get into trouble with the law. The investigation is called Fight Club, and it's launching tomorrow. The Miami Herald's Carol Marvin Miller led that investigation. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What is the Department of Juvenile Justice supposed to do in a state like Florida?
The Department of Juvenile Justice has sort of conflicting imperatives. On the one hand, they are tasked with treating very troubled kids and rehabilitating them. The majority of these kids come into the system having experienced trauma. A good number either have serious mental illness or they are developmentally disabled. And so one of the real imperatives of the program is to give these kids the treatment they need to continue life without offending. But there's also this strain that remains of these kids are criminals and they need to be punished.
What prompted this deep dive into the Department of Juvenile Justice?
In August of 2015, a youth at the lockup in Miami was beaten to death. Somewhere between a dozen or 16 kids attacked Ellard Revolt. We reported that, and we started getting calls from people who were familiar with the culture of juvenile detention and the juvenile justice system as a whole. One of the things that we had been told again and again was that officers and youth care workers were paying young people in honey buns and other treats as a reward for dispensing discipline on other unruly youth. And we had reason to believe, based upon what we were hearing, that that might have been what resulted in Ellard's death.
The list of abuses and wrongdoing you uncovered was extensive in the Department of Juvenile Justice. What did you find?
One of the most troubling things we found is that Florida is plagued by widespread use of unnecessary and excessive force. Sometimes the restraints are entirely proper. Sometimes restraint is a very charitable word for what goes on. Youth are punched and thrown to the ground.
And what leads to this culture that allows for these unnecessary and often excessive restraints?
One of the things that's happening is that the state completely privatized all of the correctional facilities. Now, the detention centers are a police power of the state, and they cannot be privatized. But when a kid is sentenced, they go to these so-called commitment facilities, and every one of them is operated by a private provider. Most of them are for profit. They essentially police themselves. When we started to look at who these people are who work within these facilities, number one, they are terribly paid. The workers who are hired are not well vetted, or were not. And near the end of our investigation, DJJ wrote a memo saying we've got to do a better job of vetting the people that we hire, though that memo does not apply to the private providers because they're not contractually obligated to abide by that sort of new policy. So we found some of these workers had histories that were not a whole lot better than the kids they were supervising. What doesn't make sense anymore is continuing to operate under a punitive philosophy when other states have embraced more of a rehabilitative approach and are finding success in doing so. Florida has not moved in that direction yet.
Carol Marvin Miller has led the Miami Herald's investigation into abuses in Florida's Department of Juvenile Justice. You can hear the radio version on WLRN tomorrow through Thursday. You can also find them throughout the week at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.